As you know, a number of important decisions were taken, in particular the adoption of the program of work and budget, which amounts to $867.6 million to be compared to the budget of the previous biennium, which was $765.7 million. In constant US dollar exchange rate, that means a growth of 13.3% of the budget. This maintenance budget, as we called it, would be a basis for us to move the organization upward to confront the main challenges that we have now in the world. Let me go back to those challenges. We have first a situation where 854 million people are still hungry. We are on the way to achieve the goal of the millennium of cutting by half the proportion of hungry people in the world. But we are not on course for achieving the goal of the World Food Summit, which was to cut by half the number of hungry people because of population growth. The second challenge we have is the challenge of climate change. We have all seen drought in Australia, floods in Asia and in Africa. We have seen hurricanes in Latin America and Caribbean, and we have also seen the recent devastations of wind and water in Bangladesh. All these is having very serious impact on food production and therefore on world food security. We do have also the challenge of bioenergy. As you know, with oil prices now almost at $100, there has been a trend toward trying to substitute fossil fuel with energy, be it ethanol or biodiesel. And this has been naturally an additional demand to the three types of demand we were used to in agricultural commodities, that were food, feedstock, and fibers. Now we have to add fuel, and this is having also a very serious impact on our capacity to ensure world food security.